than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, God, it's once again Phantom. Savage Saturday. We are us and you are you, and this is more horror than horror.
Yeehaw! Goddamn yeehaw sitting in a cornfield.
What a festive fucking week we have had. A straight 8-hour work week for me this week. 40 hours, nothing overtime, which means I got to watch 3 fucking
Grandma!
Movies.
Welcome home!
You might fall.
I think I
and break your neck.
Did you bust a vessel?
I feel something sparking in that motherfucker now. I done trip the slippery slide.
So what should we start off with for this week?
I want to know what your fascination with Laura Ingalls Wilder is, Griff. I don't understand.
No,
yeah, every time I see you're buying the greatest seasons of Laura Ingalls Wilder, man. If you're gonna
is that why I can't find him anywhere? I've been looking for that third season forever.
You know what? You're never going to find it because Griff buys multiple copies. You know how he is. He's like, I got to have that shit on every medium available.
That's because I masturbate to women, not plastic toys of
man, don't even try
Dark
that.
Galactic
you call
overlords.
Laura Ingalls Wilder
like,
a woman.
He likes the blind Mary.
Yeah.
She's a little girl
she
on the prairie.
Pa, I can't see, Pa. Why is it so dark, Pa?
She was only blind for a while. She got her sight back.
Yeah, and then she was in Happy Birthday to Me.
Hey, that was good.
Yeah, well, at least she likes something halfway decent. Damn sharktopus bastard.
I love the sharktopus. I've been on a shark kick. That's a good segue into...
Oh, Lord.
Been on a shark kick lately.
Shark kick.
Tuesday... I received Shark Attack 1 and 2 in the mail.
And Wednesday, you sent them back.
And you know how it usually is when the first movie is the best and they get shittier as they go up? It's actually the opposite for Shark Attack. The first one's shitty. The second one's a little better.
We're
and
all
then
shitty.
Shark Attack 3 is just fucking brilliant.
Shitty shit.
So basically Ernie Hudson.
The urn.
Ernie Hudson blesses his appearance in the first one as a South African landowner.
Oh, my God.
Who tries to ward off the tourist population by setting up what they call thumpers under the water to draw in sharks to eat all the tourists. And so the townsfolk will sell the land cheap so he can sell the land in return to oil
company.
Does
this plot sound familiar to anyone? Oh, I got to tell you guys something while we're on the subject of screwed up plots. I know this is kind of off subject, but I have to talk to you about this. Movie Phone, right? I'm there checking out, trying to find showtimes for Insidious, which, by the way, stops showing anytime at 9 o'clock. But I'm thinking, why didn't this town have late shows with something cool like that? You know, instead we got all the kids' shows on at midnight. But anyway, I digress. There's an article about Scream 4, and they wrote this big thing about it, right? Now, listen to this. Listen to this crap. Scream influenced the following films, and they have without Scream, we wouldn't have all these
Motel
movies, right?
Hell.
Dude, do you know what it said on there? It said, honestly, Behind the Mask and My Bloody Valentine. Are you effing kidding me? My Bloody Valentine was made in 1981. Scream was 1996. And it was a piece of shit from the day it came out, and it's a piece of shit now. Wes Craven's a hack with not a shred of talent. He needs to go back to making shitty porno movies.
Wes Craven's never really...
People Under the Stairs.
What a piece
of shit.
That
wasn't even that great.
I mean, scared the fuck out of me,
well,
dude.
The first half was great. Then what happened to the second half? A bunch of people running around.
Sadomasochistic fucking gimp suits and shit.
Stupid shit.
Bobby, get the gimp.
It's just like the Red Eye movie. The guy makes like a half of a good idea, then switches gears in the middle because he gets bored with himself. But you know what? I'm so tired of his interviews. They talk to him on here, and he's like patting himself on the back. I'm like, dude, don't break your arm telling yourself you're the granddaddy of horror. Right. Okay? Because you're a piece of shit. And I said, and the people writing this article wouldn't know a Fulci from a Mike. So I had to have words on there. I had to actually get evil on the.
Well, you know what it's time to do? It's time to pack up our shit.
I'm just going to go to the theater when Scream 4 starts and take a big dump on one of the chairs.
The little make-believe land is coming up with. I was just reading this today. Super Dubai. Anybody? You seen this?
No.
Horror-themed amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
$50 billion budget.
They've been trying to do this for some time.
It's done. They've got all the rights to it, and they're starting to break ground on it and build it. They got all the fucking rights to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Evil Dead. I think it was Friday the 13th.
People who appreciate real horror.
But aren't you're talking about
the whole fucking park, dude?
Dubai.
Yes,
who's
Dubai.
With me? We need to go to Scream and take a dump on the stage.
$50 billion budget.
Go to fucking Dubai to a horror theme, but if you go fucking kiss your girlfriend in public, they throw you in the fucking.
Well, they behead them. That's why they love them. They chop. They're like, it's all right for Jason to chop her head off.
I gotta ask you guys now. Who's in with me? Let's go down to Scream and make a ruckus when it starts. We gotta go down there and raise hell and take a shit on something. Come on,
just go in there and shit.
We'll just let Griff in there. We'll feed him a whole bunch of prunes and shit before the
prunes and beans.
That's right. We'll
when's that come out? Next week?
I know it comes.
I'll just walk up and down the aisle.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do that during. I'm going to go to Thor in a pair of white spandex jumpsuit, and throw it out like an orangutan out to the zoo. That fucking piece of shit movie. I've seen another trailer for it. It's horrible.
Show up to Thor in that little fucking Freddie Mercury outfit. His helmet.
Where's
his pants?
Where's his fucking steroids? Where's his fucking testosterone?
I don't care about that. My point is, there's two things that you associate with Thor, and that's the hammer and the freaking helmet. And without either one, it's kind of shit.
We know what hammer and helmet you're talking about.
Dude, you know what? Why you got to be like that? Why? Why?
Square I roll, dog.
That's not right. You know it's not right. Don't bring that kind of evil shit into the comics, okay?
Captain is making Thor look like a fucking chump.
Well, and even that isn't perfect, but at least it's better.
Horrible. Pathetic.
Bastards.
Fucking worthless.
All you need is fucking shark movies. That's all you need. Shit. Shark movies.
I said fuck it. I turned the TV off. I threw in my little triple bill. It's Alive. I watched babies eat shit up. Best series ever. I don't care what anybody says.
What was it? The third one where they're up on the roof?
And the fucking hell yeah,
the
dude.
Mutants.
Between that and Neon Maniacs, I'm set for life. I don't ever need to watch another shit.
Burn it all.
Shut it down. They'll never make a Neon Maniacs remake. Well, they might.
That movie's awesome.
Let's see. We're not going to tell you where they're from.
Kids with squirt guns.
Why you can spray them with a fucking 50-cent spray bottle and they blow up.
It's because they're neon.
Oh, my God. That was a beautiful movie. And the little crazy midgets that are hooking them on the meat hooks, dragging them around. Fuck. What wasn't to love? You remember the swimming pool scene? Chicks fucking swimming around. The crazy caveman guy comes burrowing out of the bushes trying to grab her, and she jumps in and he misses her. They don't explain nothing. They don't show you where it's coming from. She's in the pool, and all of a sudden it starts raining blood. There's fucking blood everywhere covering the awesome scene. The visuals on it's cool as hell, but...
Makes no sense.
She hops out and runs about a half a block, and all of a sudden there's no fucking blood anywhere, and she's...
They ran out of blood. They used
it. I don't know, man. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
They
just don't make Spookies movies. Is another one kind of like that. Did you like Spookies? I thought that was great.
It's been a long time.
You know, I had a little hand in Spookies with the Grim Reaper deal, design work on the Grim Reaper deal.
Yeah,
a guy named Richard Allen Lawrence and I worked on that. But the Reaper was fantastic. The whole movie was cool. I liked it when the crazy Asian witch chick turned into a spider. Can you remember that cool shit? What a great movie.
What was that movie you found where the crazy Asian witch turned into some fucking
the
bug.
Legend of the Eight Samurai, man.
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's turned into the centipede. The witch rips her fucking face off and starts fighting him. Sonny Chiba. Movie rules, man. Searched for it for months. And then I went to the house looking for something to watch, and it's right there on one of the martial art box sets I got. Been sitting on the fucking shelf for months.
See what happens.
Jeez. I love getting old, and the memory goes right down the toilet.
That's when you just quit. Should we discuss our last weekend's festivities?
We should.
Festivities.
Maniac at the Screenland Theater.
Nice turnout.
What's wrong with you?
God bless the Screenland Theater. You know, if anybody says that...
It felt like I just jumped headfirst into a bucket of that fucking popcorn grease. That's what it felt like when I walked out.
Well, if anybody ever says that seeing a movie in a theater doesn't really matter, you can watch it on DVD or what,
they're high.
Is fucking horseshit. Because as many times as I've watched Maniac on DVD, it's a whole totally new experience seeing that film on the big screen.
Well, even when Barry Wood shows the old Airwolf episodes on the big screen, it's like a whole new movie. It's not just a helicopter anymore.
It's an adventure.
It's a drunken buffoonery.
But when they fucking shotgun blast the fucking head.
It's a great... Was it a beautiful print?
It wasn't a clean print.
Good.
But it was what you would expect to see in a theater.
Right. It had some speckles.
It was kind of hazy, kind of...
Plus, we got the...
Had a little bit of wear on it, but, I mean, you know, it wasn't, like, right off the print, you know.
And we got the kick-ass Maximum Overdrive trailer. With
Phantasm
with
2 trailer.
With the Wandering Eyes Steve introducing the movie.
That was awesome.
Nothing like old Stephen King pulling the old glasses off and letting these eyes wander for the whole world.
Stephen King, his beautiful eyes. They're so beautiful, they look at each other.
That's crazy.
And they kept getting worse.
That's what we need to do, man. We need to do a horror movie with some gimped up fucker with the lazy eye, and he takes his glasses off, and their heads explode from there.
Amanda knows one. I think it's her ex or something.
If you watched it, when the trailer first started, it was pretty much straight ahead. And as the trailer progressed, it kind of just slowly started to cock into the side.
He wanted to make sure he was staying in touch with the entire audience.
Standing still, scanning the scene.
Fucking Marty Friedman up there.
You know what? He's a human RoboCop. He's got the scan going. Zing, zing, zing.
That was beautiful.
What other trailers did they show? They showed Rubber again.
They show Maximum Return of the Living Dead Part 2.
Yeah, Return of the Living Dead Part 2 and Phantasm 2.
Yeah, Phantasm 2. Yep, yep.
Yeah, what do you guys, honestly, I know Griff's going to like it because he likes any piece of crap that's just ungodly, but am I the only one that was let down by Return of the Living Dead 2? I was let down. I loved the first one so much, I went to the theater.
Well,
and
it was funny because if you've seen the trailer for it, it made it out as a total serious,
right,
spooky movie, and it was more cheeseball than the first one.
But once you went in, you seen the exact same fucking two guys that were in the first one, were dying again, you knew it was a fucking, it wasn't going to take itself seriously.
I just didn't like where it went, I guess. I think I was, I liked the third one, Uncut especially.
It was, the part that bothered me the most about it was the fucking, the bully little kid, one that turned, if they would have kept him out,
that would have made the movie better. But it's kind of like Demons 2 with that little kid.
Yeah.
The hell?
The part I didn't like about it was
it was cool.
Linnea Quigley wasn't it.
But, I mean, they pretty much did the tar man again, except this time instead of being in the basement, he was in the drainage ditch.
That was weird, yeah.
You know. But it was just, you know, the little kid finding him was all right. I could understand that. But just the little kid that went back and, you know, released it all wasn't the greatest, but I liked it. So they progressively got worse.
Well, in one of the other one of the three movies that you made time for was what?
Oh, fuck. You know, and I watched it once and it was bad, but I'm going to have to watch it again. Just Halloween fucking 2. What in the fuck was Rob Zombie thinking? And this is the fucking director's cut. I can only imagine what the Fork and Poor Bastards thought at the theater when they got to see it. I got to watch the director's cut, and I couldn't make no fucking sense out of what was going on.
It should be on the Animal Planet, just her galloping around on the horse.
Dude, the whole fucking movie was set up like a fucking dream sequence. There were so many fucking dream sequences in the movie, you couldn't even tell who was dreaming about what.
You think he dreams of Sherry when he sleeps?
Fuck. Dreaming of killing her.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't.
Jesus. Dude, it everything was either a white fucking horse or a dream sequence.
Sherry Moon, just because you're banging the chick doesn't mean you should put her in the movie. And the fact is, her part didn't even make any sense, and she's a terrible actress in the movie. Look at Dirty Harry.
How many fucking movies we'd have to sit through with old Sandra?
Yeah, but that's okay, though.
He made that broad sing. At least we haven't had to see I guess she did sing.
But the thing about it is,
Dirty Harry's awesome.
There's a fucking segment in it. He basically uses the mask like fucking Superman would conceal his identity. He keeps the fucking mask in his pocket, and he pulls it out only when he's getting ready to kill somebody. So when he's not killing anybody, which is
probably gets hot.
Which about three quarters of the fucking movie, half the time he's walking across cornfields, and you're getting a fucking aerial view. It looks like fucking Lord of the Rings.
He's getting ready
to drop the fucking ring back into the fucking Shire. And
well, the thing is, though, dude, for real, I hated how the dude was walking around with that gigantic Zach Wilde beard.
They showed his fucking face.
I know, but he also, when he did have the mask on, the beard was sticking out of it. It looked terrible.
It was four different stories.
It was ass butter.
As bad as that was, though, you know what came out today? A real cinematic candy cane.
What's that?
Hobo with a shotgun.
It's not here.
Amazon. You can get it on Amazon today.
Not to buy it, just to watch it once.
Well, I'll watch the motherfucker online.
If I'm gonna spend fucking $10 to watch it, I want a fucking copy in my hand.
Really? You can't.
They only have it to rent.
It's only pay per view right now, and then
that's on Amazon, man.
It's not.
It's on demand, but it's on Amazon on the first. Right,
but that doesn't mean that you can only watch it one time.
Son of a.
It's not like you can download it.
Tyler Perry's got all the bandwidth.
Probably a dirty son of a bitch.
He's buying it up in the boatloads.
But yeah, just, you know, and there's one scene I have to give.
Is Daniel Harris in it?
The whole Daniel.
She almost looks like a little boy.
What the hell?
She's got to be the world. You know, it was said that I heard it quoted as this: Daniel Harris is the world's new oldest teenager. Dick Clark has been replaced.
She's only what, 20?
She might as well just start playing adult roles, because she's looking.
Adam Sandler's playing teenagers.
But there's 40, you know,
42.
He's 63. Are you kidding?
Well, the thing about it is, there is imagination in Rob Zombie. I mean, there's glimpses.
It's going to come out in the new movie.
There's glimpses of life. Dude, there's a segment in there.
He took one for the team for us so he could get his original one out. This is it. Let's hold off on the...
You watch Halloween 2 and watch the segment in there. I guess it's called the Pumpkin King.
I'm going to watch it with the commentary from it, because I'm sure he explains everything.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. With her yapping in the
with
back.
With 4.5 hours
of
shit.
After the thing where I rode the pony, we took 49 takes.
It's me again, Rob. Look, there I am, Rob.
Rob, can we work
Rob,
the end
I'm
of
so
this
glad. Now, see, aren't you glad I did that whole thing under the table at that one restaurant so you'd give me this part?
But the Pumpkin King part is probably the best 2 or 3 seconds.
That's probably not in the theater version.
and naturally he fucks it up by putting her on the fucking table. So, but that part was actually
well. They just
cool.
said they're rolling. They're getting rolling on the new Salem movie.
That son of a bitch better.
It's gonna
the fucking.
It's gonna deliver the gold. The big gold is coming.
I better do something.
It's going to be like the Beverly Hillbillies.
And I'm sure she'll be one of the fucking witches in it.
She's nowhere to be found in it.
That's it. That'll change.
She's run her course, man.
That'll change.
I'm telling you,
she probably said, let's not do it because everyone said, look, the only reason she's back is because she's married to the guy. And it was obvious. They had to stretch so far. When did the hell did he become Jason Voorhees with mommy telling him to kill people? Somebody tell me.
Dude, there's everybody is having a fucking dream in that movie. It's just like, I'm not
Michael even has dreams.
Michael has dreams about seeing his mom in the white fucking horse. Then
Courtney Cox has the same dream.
Then
or Courtney, whatever name.
Later
Taylor.
In the movie, Michael starts having visions of his mom and the white horse and him as a fucking kid, which is completely fucking different than the kid that was in the original one.
And what were you saying about Lomas?
And then
he's a total prick.
And then 3/4 of the way, Then fucking Lori starts having fucking dreams of Michael, the mom, the white horse, and the little kid. Then they take Loomis and
then make that one chick has a dream of the vibrator held by Michael and the mother and the little kid. It was kind of a little twisted what? There.
Where?
I didn't get to that part. I must have fallen asleep.
Ding dong.
But yeah, it's in the four-hour making of.
Totally ass-ramming the whole Loomis character, making him this narcissistic.
It was ridiculous.
Out for every little penny he could scrape off of these poor people's, you know, dilemma. Just a complete ass to
people
everybody.
People are like, Michael, why did you do this part? Or Malcolm. Yeah. Malcolm, why did you do this part? And Malcolm's all like, I needed a bloody refrigerator.
You know, just completely just.
I need a bloody new car.
Banging twats. Banging twats.
Dirty banging twats made this stupid movie. What am I going to argue?
But in Malcolm.
I got a bloody Corvette.
In Malcolm McDowell's defense, he is.
The only thing good about the whole
he is going to be appearing again at the Texas Frightmare.
He's the clockwork cock. What can you say?
This fucking guy's a joke, dude. He sat there at fucking Texas Frightmare convention. He was waiting for a ride to go to dinner or something, a friend of his or something.
He's British, dude. What do you want
was
from
basically,
him?
He can't drive over. He doesn't remember this.
Was
roadway.
Basically
left
just,
turn, Clyde. Left
was just
turn.
Bastardizing these fans. And he's like,
I'm not behind the table.
He was like, why are you guys just sitting around on this night? He goes, you guys ought to be out doing something. He goes, when we were your age, we were out protesting the war. He goes, you guys have a war going on, and nobody's protesting anything, but yet everybody just sits around at these conventions and doesn't do anything. I'm like, well, you're fucking here taking their money, so why does it matter to you what they're doing? It was just a complete total just...
Yeah, but he wasn't really being a douche to anyone. He was just giving an
opinion. Well, yeah, but he was basically looking at him like they were. He couldn't understand why anybody would want to waste their time just sitting around a hotel.
I think he was generalizing because we are a bunch of shit heels. As long as we have our Taco Bell, our football, and our goddamn beer, we don't do a friggin' thing in this country to change anything.
But
there is no such thing as revolution.
You know why? You know why? Because fucking Axl Rose told me so.
We are the hell fellow war. Hi.
Just like the saying goes, though, you can't fight City Hall. I don't know. It kind of burned me wrong. Malcolm's door.
Nobody kicked him in the throat. I would have told him to shut his yap or don't fuck up Donald Pleasant.
No, but he was gladly taking fucking $20 bills left
knocking on Malcolm's door.
That's all right, Malcolm. Go back over to England and pay for that.
Why don't you make a clockwork orange sequence?
Pay for that $1 million wedding out of your fucking tax money. pay for that fucking queen that you got sitting on her ass.
Hold on a minute, buddy. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
11 times more taxes in America than England. That's why we left, right?
Yeah, but at least our guy supposedly works for us. She don't do shit.
You know what she does do, though? She doesn't come in and tell them what they can buy at the goddamn Walmart.
Yeah, that's a Baptist, though.
I know. Thanks.
They did that earlier.
I know. They fixed it now. Now it doesn't matter. But you know what? They're like, hey, let's give them the beer.
That's why I'm moving to Thailand,
dude. I can
dude.
Buy anything I want.
Everything goes. Everything goes.
I can buy anything I want on
Midget
Amazon.
To the shotgun!
Dude, I'm getting me some oceanfront property.
In Japan?
In about 2 months.
Japan's all oceanfront property.
Dude. Really?
Toothoon?
Really?
Toothoon?
Don't worry, we'll leave the nightlight on for you. Got a million Dude. People. Got a million people glowing in the dark over here.
Chernobyl.
Man, be nice.
We're going to get tathered. Security.
Lord, I apologize.
We need to escort out to our vehicles.
Lord, I apologize for making them little glowing Japanese people.
You should be nice, man.
I'm not saying nothing bad.
Just not saying,
like,
you know,
it's not like I'm representing
devil.
Aflac.
You're a bloody devil.
The cool thing is this is going to create a whole new generation of filmmakers making crazy radiation
movies. You know what
movies.
It means? It means there's going to be a resurgence of big rubber monster movies coming out
I'm
of
ready.
Japan.
Of them remakes what it means.
Fucking Godzilla's going to be back with two fucking heads this time.
If that was true, I'd be excited.
Fucking attack of the Moo Moo cows.
Don't drink the milk.
Oh, but yeah, Halloween. I don't know, dude. I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Why would you do that to yourself, you dirty dog?
Watch it again as I make fun of him. I just bought it today, and is it sitting in my truck?
Why? Why would you give money to that asshole?
It's a dollar. It's used. He isn't getting any of it.
I bought it used. I mean,
I stole it. I put it in my pocket.
One day that son of a bitch is going to reach about $70 on eBay for some reason.
I just can't wait till them two son of bitches come. You know what? Slayer, Rob Zombie on tour.
What?
This summer. Yep.
Forget it. Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to shine up the tips of my boots, and I'm going to fling them as hard as I can at that little son of a bitch when he comes to town. I'm going to say, thank you, Rob.
For Jack and Chip.
Thank you for fucking up one of my favorite movies of all time.
Dickhead. I wouldn't call it
Jack Knob.
And here's the problem. Everyone says, well, you know, you need to get over this because the original's still there. You want to bet? Try finding the original in any store. You can find Halloween by Rob Zombie. The problem is when they do these remakes.
You can find Halloween.
Not on Blu-ray and stuff.
You find it right over there, vintage stock. Seen it tonight. Sitting right next door to.
You know what? It's a miracle. Go try to find it at a Best Buy or a Walmart.
You can't find shit. Man, at
hey,
Best
they got
Buy.
A clear room for Birdemic. They don't have fucking time for Halloween. They got to show the future of horror.
Every time they make these remakes, it's Texas Chainsaw. You can barely find the original. They got that stupid one with Marcus Nisbol, which would have been fine. I mean, I there's things I like about it. Don't get me wrong, but geez, guys, there is an original. Dawn of the Dead's the same way.
So does that mean when Poltergeist, when they finish that remake, that
you won't be able to find the original anywhere?
Oh, but geez. The people. People are going to have it. I mean, people that are into
the genre.
You're
being a complacent a-hole. You need to demand the original and tell them to get this goddamn shit out of there.
You need to jump over the counter.
And slap them right in the face.
With your fangs baring.
That's right. Don't be complacent.
The easiest way to, if you want to get rid of it all, just don't go to the movie.
That's exactly right.
It fucking bombed, man.
Bad, yeah, bad time.
Horrible.
That's why they're not making the third one.
Well, now they're rebooting it again.
You know,
yeah. They're
you know what they're going to do? They're going to make guy. They're going to make it 3D, and the horse is going to talk.
But the thing about it is,
it is 3D, and it's a French dude.
The thing about it is, there's
get on my back,
10 of them for every one of us. So you're going to have the people that are just in for it for the hour and a half to just go see what it is. It's those are the ones that's going to cause it to be remade again.
How do you think Insidious will do? Is Insidious PG-13?
Yes, it was cut by 8 minutes to get PG-13. Did I tell you Sucker Punch was cut by over 18? I don't know if I got to tell you. I told Griff.
Man, I heard it was just a slow-mo fest.
I love that movie.
It's good.
I would have really enjoyed it even
more. 300 was pushing the limit on how much slow-mo I could take.
It doesn't have that much. It's got some original things that you've never seen in a movie before. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I just wish they would have really allowed him to have his vision and just left it R-rated like it was.
I'm just tired of the fucking whole dream sequence things. Make it
yeah,
a real
but her dreams are fighting giant samurais.
It's pretty cool.
I can live with that more than Sherry Moon hopping around on a fucking retarded pony.
The pony's the only intelligent thing in the whole movie. Come on.
It's like, good Lord.
Yeah, but you always got that fucking female bullshit that comes along with some mental heartache fucking causing her to shut
they're
down
chopping shit up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but there's something that's got to lead to it, and I've got to watch it.
Sin City, man. That was straight
just
up.
Just throw her into the fucking world of chaos. Boom. And let her go to fucking flop around with the tits hanging out.
Oh, gee, see.
Give her a samurai sword and get it going on. I don't need to see what fucking... Why mommy's crying and daddy's drinking and she's...
Didn't you just hear what Axel told us?
Fuck that sumbitch.
We don't need no devil.
Little patience, yeah. That son of a bitch can choke. The fuck even brought up Guns N' Roses anyway?
Tim did it.
Because you want to talk about a horror movie, that motherfucker should have been in about 15 of them.
Knock,
so far.
Knock you down, Malcolm Dowell.
He looks like he was in the wax museum. That son of a bitch, his face is stretched out. He's got the cornrows going on.
Fuck.
Gingers aren't supposed to have cornrows, dude. There's like a law on that somewhere.
Gingers
ain't right.
Fucking evil.
They need
anyway.
To make a damn movie about gingers. Killer gingers, dude.
It is. Yeah. It's called Children of the Corn.
Shit. There's only one ginger in that movie.
Outlander. That's all you need. Outlander. Some of the bitches related to the devil. It
all
have
you guys
goes
ever seen Who Could Kill a Child? That was a great killer thing, the movie. With
yeah,
kids.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
Yep. The children, dude. That movie's sick.
Well, which version? I like them both, but I love the original with the black fingernails,
yeah,
the man. Cheese fest where they're on
the
bus. The
one that, yeah, goes to the toxic cloud.
I love
cemetery.
That shit. I love it. You guys see the original Mother's Day is coming out on Blu-ray. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. About fucking time.
You know, they I don't think they've still found a distributor for the
it's gonna be
Trauma.
On the, it's going to be on the shelves for about 2 hours before
Trauma's
that new piece
doing
of shit
it
comes out.
Trauma's just re-releasing it.
I'm talking about the newer one that it's supposed to be actually pretty good.
Surely the Toxic Avengers on Blu-ray, isn't it?
No. That
really?
Doesn't make any sense at all, yeah.
Old Lloyd's
Poultry
not going to
Poultrygeist is on
out?
There. There's a bunch of crap they've put on Blu-ray that's not even any good. Dude, didn't get Class of Nukem High.
I want to find out what's going on with fucking Rabid Grannies, because Troma was supposed to re-release that with the whole new cover art and
Redneck
shit.
Zombies?
Actually, and I ordered it off of fucking Amazon and waited for like a month, and then they said, oh, well, it's no longer available. We haven't gotten it yet.
Lloyd pulled it, and last thing I talked to him, I offered to help him edit back in the gore scenes, because the problem is they're trying to find a way to put the gore scenes back in that were cut for American release, because it's bloody as hell.
Right.
And I offered to help him do that, so we'll see where that goes. I'm supposed to find out. Get on the horn. I'm on the horn.
Get on the horn.
I'm hoping to find out more after Wasteland.
Is he going to buy you McDonald's for helping him?
Shit, I told him I'd just do it, man. I've known Lloyd for years. Years, man. We go way back.
He's an innovator.
He is, actually. He's a pretty kick-ass guy.
He's a damn good guy. He was great at Texas.
Super nice. He'll do anything for you. I mean, he really does give a damn about independent film. Let's at least give him that. Some of the movies he puts out, you got to shake your head and go, dude, what? Thank you for giving them out. But wow, man, that Curse of the Cannibal Confederates, there was no cannibals.
Come on, dude. Poultry guys.
I love that.
You can't even touch that sumbitch for less than $29.
I love that movie. I'm pissed, though, that they had it one time at Hastings, and it's never been back. It
pops up down back.
It's that vintage book they want.
It's Blu-ray is what I'm looking for.
Oh. Mint.
$15.99.
I don't know. I waited too long for that fucking movie. I just eventually said, yeah, it was, fuck it.
It was worth it, though, man. You can't do no wrong with that kind of musical shit going on. That shit was sweet.
Todd. I don't know,
Sweeney
man.
Todd. Tugging. I watched about 10 minutes of that.
I meant to tell you, Sucker Punch.
That's a turd.
Remember that ending sequence? Turns out there's four other sequences in the movie like that were cut, in addition to the 18 minutes. Hey, are you saying something bad out there?
No, I was trying to tell our audience to listen, and then they were getting like some background stuff.
It's okay, man. I'm here with you.
Hold my hand.
Oh my.
What else is coming out? We got Inferno out this week. Inferno, yeah. Argento's remastered
print.
Is
it Deep Red supposed to come out too, ain't it?
Same day, yeah.
And I haven't seen Deep Red anywhere. And I don't have that, so I'm all out.
Yeah, you need that.
I might try FYE tomorrow and see if they've got it. I might shoot up on
Friday. It'll cost you $35.99 up there, son of a bitch.
Not really. They're actually
fairly
reasonable.
Really?
Yeah. FYE?
Not that the last time I went there.
Yeah, their movies weren't bad. I picked up Red Death.
Did you want me to look?
Box.
You want me to look for another
one? Yeah, I got another one. Man, I was so stoked.
If it's an older movie, you can get it cheap.
I picked up that Mask of Red Death and Oblong Box, that double feature.
$5.99?
Getting ready to put it in, man, and I opened that case up and
nothing.
Was so excited. The damn disc was stuck in there. I snapped that sumbitch right in half.
How the hell can you do that?
Fucking Neanderthal hand.
Yes, he got damn midget fingers.
Tim like. Tim happy.
Tim went laser disc. Tim went laser disc.
Oh, bow.
Oh,
see, DVD.
Tape gonna come out of VHS.
DVD broke. Tim sad. Tim no like.
Get duct tape. Get duct tape.
I lick it. Stick it back.
It's true.
This is billowy.
You're crying the blues.
This is billowy.
That's what they need to put on Blu-ray. Shit.
There's so much
You remember the copy that, I can't remember who put it out, but remember when they were doubling up the Argento stuff on those double wide? Was it Anchor Bay that was putting those out? The Deep Red Inferno one would never play.
Really?
I went through like three copies of those at Hastings and kept going back and exchanging.
Did you crack it while you were taking it out of the case?
The Deep Red version would never play for some reason.
They can keep it both. I hated when they did that because it kind of destroyed the packaging and stuff. I like the original.
And then, too, on the Hammer, the first Hammer box that came out, the fucking Curse of the Werewolf was fucked up, too. It was like all skippy and it would seize up and shit. And I don't know if they ever got that lined out or not.
Mine works okay.
So
that's the only movie out of that whole set that I watch a lot.
Right. Well, Curse of Frankenstein's on there.
Oh, I like that, but Curse of the Werewolf is the one I like the most. I will actually watch that one a few times a year.
We need a Warhol Blu-ray release.
Oh, and for anybody that was wondering, the Dormant Drip Blood,
April 26th.
Yeah, they had it printed wrong in the new Horror Hound magazine.
They were busy writing that 95-page article on Scream
And the collectible things that was related to the movie Scream,
and the toilet paper with the ghost.
Dude, I took every one of those magazines and stuck them over in the musician section. And I was like, forget it. Fire. I hope that's the worst selling magazine they ever put out.
That's what's happening with all your movies. There's some guy that doesn't like horror's got them all over in the books, hidden.
No, actually, they were in the diaper boxes for real. That's a true story.
Put it where it belongs.
Dirty bastards.
That's in the diaper box. What's in the diaper box?
What's in the box?
What's in the diaper box?
What happened to old Brad? Where's he been lately?
He did Inglourious Bastards and went on vacation. He's getting more kids.
Babysitting.
That's right.
He ain't got Jolie's making. She's like,
they're getting ready to do remake the Eight's Enough series.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. You watch these fucking watch this Benetton ad, and I'm going to make a movie.
Got the hottest woman
what's
in the
Benetton
world.
Benetton ad. What was that?
You don't remember fucking Benetton ads where it fucking had one person from every nation wearing their fucking clothes?
I don't remember that.
Had the fucking Asian and the African. Is that and like the fucking Indian?
Is that like the Indian that had the one tear standing on the land?
No, that guy wasn't an Indian. He was Italian.
But it was still cool. it didn't matter.
That was Mel fucking Brooks.
That was the funniest commercial. I used to laugh when I seen that commercial. Fucking hamburger hits the ground. You look up, you see that fucking tear.
And you know,
buddy, if that's all your worries, you know,
and you know it was softly playing in the background.
We don't need no.
It was patience
in the ghetto,
or better yet, it should have said, "Don't you cry tonight in the heaven of all, yeah, bang, bang."
Another little Indian's crying in the ghetto.
In the reservation. Bended down on just one knee, he sat outside his little teepee in the ghetto. Pick up your muss.
Shivering small pop blankets in the ghetto.
Popping peyote in the ghetto.
Oh,
and his peppy cry.
Cinema Wasteland's going on.
Right now.
Yay.
Bitches better not
where
even be
we
listening.
Kansas. Yeah.
Which means if you guys are up in your hotel rooms right now listening to this show, you need to get your asses downstairs and go say hi to Pete.
The party is going on.
Go say hi to Pete.
If you can find Pete, I'm not sure you'll be able to find
the
him.
The party's in Pete's
hard
pod.
To find.
Pete will be up in the fucking hotel
pad.
Room.
It's the Pete Pad party.
Hanging out playing Xbox or something.
No. That was me. Pete was out in the parking lot, and I couldn't figure out which vehicles, because every time he got, he was in a different vehicle.
Snorting coke off a hooker's ass.
No. Pete doesn't do that, but he does pretty much anything else that's okay. Pretty much anything else.
He does peyote in the ghetto.
And the thing about it is, it goes on all night long.
It's Cleveland, it's where people fucking ain't afraid to throw down.
From the time the door opens up in the morning, all day long.
Can you drink in there? Can you have booze while you're walking around?
Not so much in the showroom, you can't.
Let's see, what's that about?
But you can. I mean, outside in the lobby and stuff, you can.
You can
drink.
Do anything you want. Yeah.
But I mean. Dude, there was times.
Of course, I was going to say, don't tell the people there that are guests because they've got whatever they want in those paper cups.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing about it is,
Malcolm McDowell.
You wake up. You wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and go downstairs,
wine.
And there's people just still standing around talking
from the night before. Yeah. They still haven't been to bed.
Yeah.
And Mom, Malcolm cried.
Fuck that! I need my sleep. Shit. I need to have my Sherry Moon dreams on a pony.
Oh, fuck that bitch,
dude!
Die! You want to die? You know, I met her. Actually, I didn't. It wasn't. We had went to Rob Zombie concert.
Well, which is it? You did
a mutual,
didn't, son of a bitch.
A mutual friend of ours got us backstage. So we go back and we meet Rob and stuff. She's there with
him. Was she walking Frankenstein?
No, she was just sitting there. But I was like, bitch, or if Boris? I would have known now, what I would if I'd known then,
it
would have
been like
now.
It would have been like Dead Zone where you would have shook hands with her and seen the future.
And blown her head off with your fucking thoughts.
Socked her right in the fucking eye.
I would have strangled her with Rob's fucking dreadlock.
I would have gave her the fucking Roman soldier helmet. Like, come here.
Pure evil.
Let's just take care of this right now.
Up in the balcony at Memorial Stadium with my sniper rifle.
I got a clear shot. Just give me the green light, Captain.
Bitch, you going down.
What happened? Sherry Moon's down.
She went down sideways.
She took a pop shot to
the
eye.
And all you could hear was this.
She took a pop shot to the eye, and she's still coming.
It's like
she ain't got no brain.
It's like
she's
Betty
goddamn
Boop.
Goddamn cyborg.
Someone took Betty Boop out.
I did order some new movies.
Did you?
Shark Attack in the Mediterranean, baby.
Son of a bitch.
And Sharks in Venice.
Oh, God. sharks. The sci-fi one where they're swimming down canals.
Swimming around.
Did you order that fucking Cyclops movie while you're at it?
No. Fuck that movie. That movie's a piece of shit.
Oh, no.
That movie's worthless. I only watch quality flicks. I like the big fucking monster nature run amok movies. I can sit and watch all
Speaking of the monsters, that Neon Maniacs, the fucking Cyclops dinosaur, the little miniature dinosaur, doesn't do anything, dude. It pops up in one scene and distracts this guy, and one of the maniacs comes up behind it and slits its throat. That's the only time you see it. I'm like, what the fuck is up with the Cyclops Tyrannosaurus Rex? Don't show it again. Leave you wondering.
They don't need to.
I'm getting money together. I'm making a sequel to that movie. I think that's Canadian,
I love all that
it?
Stuff.
Hell yeah.
All the crazy Sasquatch movies that fucking sci-fi puts out. The fucking.
We need to do Mega Sasquatch versus Giant Shark.
Dude, I bought a movie tonight called Bats, The Human Harvest. It's got fucking, like, fucking Russian, like, espionage, but they, like, an elite special ops team goes to Russia.
Going to fight a shark.
In a cave. They're looking for some shit, and they get attacked by man-eating altered bats. It's just brilliant. What is not to like about
it? Bats, man.
You know. I did pick up Bats with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys ever see Route 666 with him? He made it around that same time. Uh-uh. Pretty good little movie.
First Power. That's the only one I got of Lou.
I've seen that in the theater, and I can't remember anything about it.
Honestly,
he started off with such high hopes with high
Richie, no Richie, not my Richie, no.
You crazy Hessians? I'm serious. You need to go and check out Route 666.
You know, bye, Mr. American Pie, Joe, my 72.
Oh, shit. He had Don. Gary Busey as fucking Buddy Holly in the background.
Where we going for? Where we going? Mama, son.
No, Richie, no.
They need to just have a movie called Gary Busey's Teeth.
I love Gary Busey. Don't even start picking on Gary, son of a bitches.
Gary
Busey. Mama, son. Mama, son. Peggy Hi. Sue. Peggy.
Hi, my name's Buddy Holly.
These are my teeth.
Guys, be nice to Gary Busey. He's awesome. Give the guy a break. He was doing about 210 from a motorcycle and cranked his head on a concrete wall.
Use your wheelchair. Don't kill yourself.
He was like, the best thing about Silver Bullet was Gary Busey.
I just want to see Corey get slammed by a fucking 18-wheeler, man.
A werewolf preacher? The same werewolf preacher that then donned the S&M dudge and the aforementioned people under the stairs we discussed.
Yep. What werewolf? What you talking about? Somebody just hiding behind my teeth.
That's what we need to do. We need to make a movie with
dude, I bet we
Buddy Holly wearing a gimp suit running around.
Dude, we could get Gary Busey to put the Buddy Holly suit back on for $12, man. He's doing that fucking Donald Trump train wreck.
Yeah, but shit. I wrote a song called Buddy Holly Was a Jedi. It's pretty cool. I got to record that shit. Did you guys know about my other song, Star Jones Is an Asshole? I really did write that one. I'm putting that out soon.
And he bitches at me for watching Halloween 2.
Hey, man, at least you know
He's
what?
Making fucking Jedi songs.
Jedi is awesome. Bitches, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it, bitches.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Don't make me use the power of my teeth.
But, can you imagine? Imagine if Gary Busey played Darth Vader, what that fucking mask would look like.
Luke, I'm your father.
It would look the same, you goobers.
Now that little triangle grill would be fucking huge.
Shit, dude. Gary Busey is Chewbacca.
Be nice to Gary Busey. Shit.
That'd be brilliant. brilliant.
No need to. You know what? Gary Busey kicks ass.
He could have a little fur on his teeth.
I'd put Gary Busey in a movie today. You know you would too.
Shit, that'd be awesome. I would.
I'd put Gary Busey to sleep.
You know what I think? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it'd be great to, instead of like the next Lost Boys they make, don't even do it. Just you know make what
they
a vampire
need?
Hunter.
They need to bring the Odd Couple back and have Charlie Sheen and Gary Busey together.
That would be awesome.
Winning.
I was thinking, you know, Gary Busey, Vampire Hunter. Come on now. Come on, guys. You know that'd be awesome.
Or to leave a steak with all my teeth.
He could use them to sharpen the steaks.
Did you watch him on Celebrity Rehab?
Yes, dude. I watch anything with
I
Gary
love
Busey.
Gary.
The He's show awesome. Me and Gary, that was the best fucking show ever, man.
It actually was really pretty funny. Gary's awesome.
Where he kicks the shit out of the dude because he tries taking his blueberry slushie. Awesome. Was that Andy Dick? I can't remember who it was.
That would be better.
No, you take the raspberry one, the blueberry's mine. The red stains my teeth.
Train wreck, son of a bitches.
Oh, so you know what your homework is for the week, right? You gotta watch Birdemic for next week.
Fuck yeah, I'm on it.
Where the hell did you find that, Tim? Did you order it?
Griff got it for me at Hastings for a dollar.
Did you really? There's a dollar up there.
Buddy of mine got a couple of used movies. It was buy two, get the third one for a buck.
Oh, I gotcha.
And the two that he bought were, I think, were like $10 a piece. So right. I gave him a buck and I said, here, grab this one for me.
Got that Manitou.
I can't believe they even had the damn thing.
Manitou.
They were rentals. They never had it in used or new. But
well, now you know why.
The little movie that could.
Yeah.
Especially after hearing the story about, well, we couldn't afford a CGI, so we just recruited this high school class to do our special effects, and this is what they came up with.
I did pick up a copy of Colin. I don't know if you heard anything on that, though. It's that new independent film about the British film about the zombie, the kid that, but it's like.
It's that damn handheld shit, though, dude. It made my eyes bug.
But it's like the point of view is the zombie's point of view, what he sees.
The point of view is a paraplegic with a damn camcorder on a wheelchair going down a rocky hill.
Fuck yeah, I'm all about the paraplegic. That's a good time right there.
No, for real. That movie, it has a good story, but.
What was the other, what's visually, the new Hammer coming out with Swank and Christopher Lee?
That's out. It was up there. It was.
Yeah, they sent it to
me. It was there.
Has anybody, I mean, has you read any reviews on it? Is it supposed to be good or what?
They said it was kind of good.
Like a psychological thriller. It's, I mean, it's your typical,
the, you know. What is it called? It was up there.
It's like the
Vintage Stock.
The Restraint or something like that.
It starts with an R.
The Stranger?
The Resident? No, the Resident. That's
Resident.
I think it's like a psychological thriller. It's just like all the old Hammer stuff. You either had horror or you had psychological thrillers. There was really no.
And you had Oliver Reed.
I got another movie called The Inheritance, which I think is like an all black cast movie. It's supposed to be some Tyler horror Perry. Film. Something about all these people get together for an inheritance.
Will That's Reed that one director. He keeps making all black horror films.
Yeah.
It's so funny that they can get by with that because you can't make an all white horror film nowadays, you know.
So yeah, I'm kind of wondering if they have like the one white person in there that gets killed first.
He's the killer.
2000 Maniacs had
just have one white guy. He's the killer.
Hello.
Don't answer the phone. Don't answer the phone. Go check on the.
You better check it. It might be good.
You dumb bitch, quit talking about me. My teeth are hurting.
That's Billy Holly.
Man, be nice to Buddy Holly. Why do you guys just gotta beat somebody up?
That's what we do.
Damn.
It's our job. That's what speaking of beating people up, last week when we go to the Comic-Con.
You beat up Superman, didn't you?
Michelle.
What's up with Superman not getting any love, dude? I didn't see one Superman anywhere.
Superman's a fag.
Hey, you better slow your roll.
So anyway, we're sitting in the lobby waiting, you know, to get into the thing. Michelle's like, Are you gonna like talk about these people on your show next Saturday? And I was like, well, probably not, because either the people that listen to our show on Saturday, I don't think they much care for us bashing their attire and their.
There were some good ones, man.
It was cool. It's just, you know, but it was just I'm just so used to horror conventions. This is just a completely fucking totally different crowd at a horror convention because, well, of course, everybody there is old enough to drink at a horror convention, pretty much. So. A little bit different demographic. You ain't got to worry about the kid in the Red Ranger outfit.
I like to go to the reptile conventions.
Seeing the woman.
Where I can get my apple snails.
Parking lot crushing beer cans with her snapper.
So. With her Wonder Woman goblets.
Sick.
What? Her Wonder Woman goblets. There was a wide array of Wonder Woman there.
This is how where I hold my magic lasso.
This is bellowy.
Did you find a copy of Silkwood? I noticed you were looking for Silkwood.
Nowhere to be found.
Amazon.
Did you bring that copy of Cold Storage for me? I want to watch that. And the room went silent.
I'm waiting. I'm looking at Tim. We got him a copy.
Yeah, I did buy an extra one, didn't I?
Yeah, you got me a copy, but I haven't got to see it yet.
Some of my bitches. I got it. I'll bring it.
Just whenever. Whenever.
I want it in your mailbox.
Did you bring my copy of The Sect?
You know what? I'm still trying to find that damn thing. I'm starting to worry if I didn't give it away.
Oh, son boy. Of a
bitch.
If it's still there, I will give it to you.
Some of my.
I need to order that James Van Bibber.
You haven't bought Deadbeat at Dawn yet?
No.
Man.
Been busy buying fucking shark movies, man.
You need to throw that turd Venice movie down and plop down some money Easy. For a real movie.
Hey, it's $20 for the Van Bibber and it's only you get all 30 the cents. Fucking,
you get all the shorts.
I only want that one short.
Until you see the other ones.
I just want Roadkill. It's the only one that I want.
You haven't seen
it. I just want to watch that dude eat that fucking rat, the fucking whatever he eats off the fucking...
Oh, dude, the one with the little satanic guy where he's got the half mohawk emo-looking thing.
Well, let me borrow it. I'll follow you over to your house when we get out of here and run in and grab that magic. Fucking deal. We need to get Jeff on the show, too, so he can come in here and pimp his stuff.
He wants us to see all of his movies before he comes on.
Well, we got
to
get them all first.
I got the one. I'll give you Jessica Rabbit.
Rabbit.
That's a birthday cake and waiting right there.
Let's plug their album. When's their album come out?
May 1st, I think.
May 1st.
The new Troglodyte, yeah.
But if they pre-order it, they can get it for $8.
Eight till April 15th.
April 15th. That's tax day, April 15th.
Yep. You have all kinds of money coming back.
What's their website?
I've already spent all mine, but I think it's just Troglodyte. Just look it up on Facebook or...
Yeah. Go to...
MySpace.
If anybody's interested, go to my Facebook page, Mighty Griffin. Look on from one of my friends called Jeff Sisson, who's the lead singer for a band called Troglodyte. And you got their album. You can pre-order it for $8 until April 15th.
After I bought my copy already. It's worth $8 for the
I'll
cover
give
art.
$8.
I got to get that son of a bitch printed on a shirt.
I'll give him $8.
The Bret Michaels Dead Skin Mask shirt needs to come out.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
With the Bigfoot wearing the peeled off Bret Michaels face on his face.
Oh, really?
Pure magic. Pure gold.
One other thing I want to pimp to. I don't know if you... Did you say you did or you didn't listen to podcasts at work?
I need to start.
I don't know if I mentioned these guys before, but you know the horror website Dread Central?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to dreadcentral.com, actually, if you go to iTunes, you just go to podcasting and type in Dread Central. They have a podcast. I don't know how often they do it, but it's called Dinner for Fiends, and I listen to it pretty regularly at work, and it's pretty entertaining.
They've been doing that forever?
It's probably like 40-some episodes, 40 or 50 episodes, but there's like 5 or 6 different podcasts.
Now that my iPod's about full.
So
it's about time. The little recharging station snapped on it.
Oh.
I'd have to, man, it's going to suck if I got to update to one of them little touch ones. I just hate that. That'd be horrible.
But anyway, I'm getting a 2-minute warning signal. So I guess we better pimp more horror than horror on Facebook or my Facebook page, Mighty Griff, or your Tim McClaw's page or JackalopeRadio.com forums. I need to start posting in there again,
too. Yeah, get in there, man. People are looking
I did.
For it.
I just put
I'm
some
not
stuff
talking about
there.
You. I'm okay. talking about Griff. I know you're in there.
I'll get in there this weekend and post some stuff now that I got some time to dick around. I won't have the stepdaughters this Sunday, so that'll give me some time to watch some movies and write some reviews.
Do it, man. Review
and then
some
also,
shit.
Fuck, we got shit. You know, we can send you. We got stuff now that we can send people. So if they want something.
We're out of time, bitches!
So
toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Cuck-cuck.
And we're back.